My name is Michael DeRozzi. I'm the interim fire chief for the city of Alameda.
Can you tell me about the drowning incident at Crown Beach yesterday?
Yes, we had an incident that actually came in as a possible suicide, so it was routed to APD, Alameda Police Department. Once they were on scene and realized that there was the victim was in the water, they called for the Alameda Fire Department to come down. And we arrived on scene, and obviously we were in contact with the police department, who was in control of the incident. Then, based on the circumstances and on some department policy that had been in place, the determination was made that they were not going to send any personnel into the water to try to effect a rescue.
So what exactly is the protocol that dictated that?
Actually, Katrina, that's something that has changed. I've actually been here for, this is my second week on the job, but from what I have been able to gather, that fire department policy, I'll talk about that. I'm not going to talk about the police department policy. Fire department policy was changed in 2009 to basically remove the water rescue program from affecting any rescues in the water. It just pretty much forbid any fire personnel from entering the water to effect a rescue. That was a significant change in the policy. Previously, we had a very highly trained water rescue program that we could use for both shore-based, boat-based, and swift water rescue. But unfortunately, over the course of several years, based from what I can gather on budget issues, they pretty much decertified the program.
So this is related to money, the reason that they took out that program?
Well, at least partially. I was not here at the time, so I can't talk about, what actually took place in the conversations they had regarding the program. But from what I understand it, yes, budget was a big part of it.
So it sounds like the police thought that it was the fire department's job, and the Coast Guard said that they couldn't come in close enough. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, you're correct about the Coast Guard, yes. They felt they could not get their boat in close enough because of the depth of the water. The police, basically, we were in conference with the police on scene, and the determination was made that it was not safe for personnel to enter the water based on the situation because of the individual, could have been armed, could have had a weapon. That was what was discussed. Our own policy, though, again, the policy that had been put in place in 2009 pretty much precluded our personnel from entering the water.
Is there any discussion of changing any of those policies based on this event?
I have already directed our staff to change our policy, in which we will give our incident commander more discretion on scene to utilize personnel and equipment based on the circumstances that present themselves. I've also directed our training division to re-implement our rescue swimmer training so that we can have rescue swimmers available on every shift in order to help mitigate these kinds of emergencies.
And is that something that you can just do as the chief, or does it need to go through other approval at city council or other bodies?
That's something I am doing as the chief.
Okay. And, I was wondering, just like some of your fire department staff have probably been on the staff for a long time, so they may have already gone through some of those trainings, like the swimmer rescue training. So were there people present who had the right skills but maybe didn't have their certifications up to snuff in terms of recertifying and stuff?
That's exactly right. And, there were people on shift who, probably could have at least attempted a rescue, again, based on circumstances and with, the police were controlling the scene, so we'd want to do anything to jeopardize their scene. But yes, the problem comes down to, Katrina, that they just haven't been provided the training. It just has not been taking place. And it's been, a couple years since that program has really gotten the attention it deserves.
Yeah, and then even if there were people who felt confident in their previous training, the policy is what prevented them from actually.
That was the sticking point right there. And again, that policy is being changed.
And just so I understand, when it's the police that are controlling the scene, does the fire department then take a sort of back seat to what they say?
Well, you know, under the circumstances, we definitely would want to make sure we were not doing anything to jeopardize the scene or to put, you know, more liability, you know, increased liability on the scene. We would want to send our people out if the police department felt that there might be, you know, a chance for the individual to have a weapon, or he could be a dangerous individual, which could, you know, create another scenario where we have multiple rescues to make, and we definitely would not want to do that. But, you know, the circumstances yesterday obviously were different from what might have taken place or could take place, and we want to give our incident commander discretion to use his judgment or her judgment to make those decisions.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. Is there anything that you want to add that I didn't already ask you?
I just want to say that, yesterday was a deeply regrettable incident, and we're going to do everything we can under the circumstances to make sure that we don't find ourselves in that situation again.